With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A recent study seems to indicate the money used promoting Northwest-grown pears for export was well spent. Pear Bureau Northwest's Jeff Correa says the study took into account the 10-year period between 2004 and 2014.
Definitely you can say it's been a successful 10 years. I mean, that kind of coincides with the record years for Northwest pear exports. I think the last year was 2014-15 is when we had record export volume during that season.
Correa says moving forward with the new administration does give everyone involved in exporting pause.
Yeah, I mean, we're concerned on what will happen with NAFTA, because Mexico is our largest export market. And if there is a renegotiation on NAFTA and whether the U.S. decides to pull out of that, then that means our tariff rates will go up from 0 to 20%.
But Korea says it's not uncharted territory.
We experienced that for about a year and a half, I think back in 2010 or 2011, when there was the cross-border trucking issue from Mexico trucks being allowed to go into the U.S. and backhaul stuff back into Mexico. Until a new program was put in place, and a lot of products, you know, apples, pears, cherries, went back up to their tariff levels pre-NAFTA.
Korea says pear export promotions added 240 Northwest jobs, generating $9.6 million in labor income. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.